1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
Good morning, I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. Mesa County public health officials are staying busy. Triple-digit increases in the number of COVID-19 cases in the past few days, more than 130 since Friday. Health Department Director Jeff Coor tells the Daily Sentinel a lot of cases are coming from informal gatherings and outbreaks reported at businesses in the community. He says 12 outbreaks have been reported in the county since the pandemic began, two deaths associated with those. In Larimer County, crews on the 204,000-acre Cameron Peak Fire report a successful day yesterday despite near-critical fire weather conditions. In a Facebook post, Incident Commander Dan Dallas says they were able to go on offense. They're hoping for similar weather conditions today and bracing for another red flag warning tomorrow through Thursday morning. They're surveying the damage in Boulder County, where the Cal Wood Fire has destroyed 26 homes. Crews are bracing for gusty winds over the next 2 days. Through last night, the fire had burned 9,100 acres and reported 17% contained. Another wildfire in western Colorado, the Ice Fire, broke out yesterday near the Ice Lakes Trailhead west of Silverton. Through last night, about 320 acres had burned in heavy timber on steep terrain. San Juan County and the San Juan National Forest used helicopters to locate several hikers and evacuate them by air. The South Mineral Campground also evacuated. A 73-year-old Black Forest woman cited for taking a fawn into her home and raising it as a pet. The deer, now young buck, attacked and gored a neighbor as she walked her dog in the neighborhood last Friday, severely injuring the woman. The deer was put down, the older woman facing fines and surcharges of nearly $1,100. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center.